back at WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively at Fadley's. We have surprises because when I do two crab cake tours in 1 week, presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery and our friends at Window Nation and Goodwill, I don't have my little bus, but I'll get the bus. I'll bring that back on next week. It's somewhere in my bottom of my bag. I invite people out, and I never know whether people are going to come, and some people decline, like Billy Cole, not Bill Cole, City Bill Cole, Councilman Cole, Bill Cole, Cole Roofing Bill Cole. Make that delineation. He was going to come by and said, can't make it today. Simone was supposed to come to Black Swan 2 weeks ago. She came in today from Charm City Table. Hump and Howie's been invited for 6 months. My blood brother, my DJ brother, invite him all the time. He hadn't been on a show in like 8 years, and he decides to come because of Fadley's. And then I like hit Bill Henry on Facebook because I had an opening because Billy Cole wasn't coming, and I'm like, hey, dude, you want to come down to Fadley's? And I guess I didn't say, do you want to do radio, talk about the money of the city, hang it? Did you think I invited you over for beer and oysters at 10 a.m.?
Well, between 9 and noon specifically. So as far as I'm concerned, that's a range that could mean on most.
I really feel good about our relationship, Bill, that if I invite you over, you think it might just be to have coffee. Like you didn't know that it was for the show. But I'd like that you know that it might have been for the show.
It might have been for the show.
Are you prepared to talk about city business? You're always prepared
to talk.
I'm
always prepared to talk.
I know that about you. That's why I voted for you.
Thank you.
No, I can't vote for you again because I'm in the county now. I moved. So I'm voting again here soon.
What I just heard you say is I got 2 years to get you back into the city.
Listen, I went through this. I had Brandon Scott on Monday over at Next Phase with Tony Randall. Great people, great crab cake, the whole deal. Great hospitality. Celebrated Juneteenth. You and the mayor gave me free parking on Monday. Thank you. Appreciate that. It was Juneteenth holiday, so I got free parking downtown. I appreciate that.
Technically, we were celebrating my wife's birthday, but I appreciate the fact that everyone
and Juneteenth
was celebrating Juneteenth.
That's right. Did you go to Afram?
Just teeny weeny tiny bit. Like I said, wife's birthday.
Understood. Yeah, but I mean, a beautiful weekend. I mean,
it was a
look, we have problems
weekend.
In the city. There's no doubt about that, and you and I can address those. And I did an hour with the mayor on that the other day, including sports, Orioles, World Cup, crime, more. You're like, I did it. Where you are is managing, and when people leave, it does hurt the populace. When people don't pay their taxes,
that hurts.
If I get a parking ticket out here, I am at least contributing. My wife got a parking ticket yesterday. She's contributing, literally. Got a city parking ticket.
I parked illegally for
10 minutes. I peed this morning. Did not get a ticket that I'm aware of, but a speeding ticket's ring. But the money that's generated, we smile. You're managing it. It is serious. And when you came to run for office, and I thought you had been on Fadley, so I apologize. You've been at State Fair. Yeah. We're at State Fair next Thursday, by the way. Don Moeller, come on by. We'll be there Thursday afternoon on the 30th.
Chicken and waffles.
Yes, yes. He knows. The man knows. So you took the gig. You knew the gig. People like me leave. Affects the somebody moved in, though. That's a good news, right? Somebody bought our place. Not at top value, I assure you, but at a value that we made a deal. But we didn't leave because we hate this. I'm in the city every day. I've had to learn how to park down here, which is something I've never had to do before. And you know what I've learned? With the $4, $8 I pay, that's okay. It costs me a lot of money to live here. I love being down here. I'm in the city 5 days a week. I was here Monday. My wife was here all day yesterday, enough to get a parking ticket over at Hopkins, giving blood. I'm back here today. I'll be here Saturday night for Bonnie Raitt. I'll be at Amici's. That's what I do. But talk about flight and tax base and why we get better things when more people contribute.
Well, you really just laid it out pretty clearly right there. We get more, you know, we get more tax base when more people are here investing in the properties here in Baltimore. When people leave, if the new people taking over. If you sell your house and the person who buys your house buys it for less than it was worth, then you're unhappy because you took the loss. But also that means that that property is going to be worth less for tax base.
Well, that's a fact. That happened to me. That's a real life thing.
And when the tax base goes down, that means that we have less money to do city services with. And then that's how you get the downward spiral, is when you don't have all the resources you need to do the services that people expect. then you're going to have even more people unhappy. And the trick to all of this is figuring out how to turn that around the other direction and get us heading back up.
It's been a while since I had you on. And look, man, for you, for Brandon...
I mean, if you want, we can talk about garbage. I really love the World Is Not Enough. Honest to God, that's my favorite garbage.
Oh, all right. Tears for Fears? I'm head over heels.
It may be a little cliche for a politician to enjoy Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Right.
But for me, it's closing credits to Real Genius, and that was one of the favorite movies of my childhood.
Dude, you and I could do a pop culture show, and I know that about you, so it makes you a great guest. But back to Money and the City. I mean, last time we were together, you're running. Mm-hmm. I don't need to mention her name. She was there for 35 years. But the digitization and note cards and whatever mess you found, and I know you predicted a mess. I'm sure you could sit here and say we found a mess. Where is the other end of getting it where you want it, where you're proud of it?
I almost feel like maybe I should put this on a big sign. The end is near.
Okay, fair enough.
We've made some real progress in the time we've been in there, and we've identified and gotten two vendors, one who's going to be doing the digitization effort. They're going to be taking the literal decades of paper and scanning that in so we can access that digitally. And we have another vendor who's going to be helping us build a database and an online portal, so that agencies can put information in digitally, and then we'll have an outward-facing portal so that the people at home, really the people anywhere, will be able to search that database and really see how the city is spending its money in a variety of different ways.
Well, I know that was important to you. That was the accountability part that kind of, last I checked, pissed you off as a citizen, right?
Yeah.
Like, as a regular citizen, you did not like it.
You shouldn't. No one should be in a position to not know how their money is being spent.
Well, that seems fundamental, right? I mean,
that's
it really
pretty
does.
Basic. Yeah.
And so problems of the city. You mentioned garbage or taking out the garbage or what?
I was talking about the band, but okay, I'm not saying that we don't have sanitation issues.
Yeah, well, let's work at 100,000 feet here, because I've had Brooke Learman on, right?
Okay.
At some point, I'm going to have Barry Glassman on after he did get me a beer at the Preakness. I appreciate you, County Executive. So I'm going to get up to Harford County. I'm doing 31 crab cakes, and because I get thirsty, I'm going to do 31 breweries, too, in August. So, you have to wash it down.
You do what you have to
so
do.
So I'm going to go around the state, and I'm going to be talking to folks. And Brooke sat at the Land of Kush with me, had a vegan crab cake. It was delightful up here on Utah Street. And talked about the job at the state level. Let's talk about the city.
And, okay.
And some people put that P in there, the comptroller or the controller. But Mr. Controller, what do you do? What is it that a controller does?
Well, what the Baltimore City comptroller does, which is a little different than that job in other places, what the city comptroller does mostly is watchdogging. The Department of Audits reports to me, the city's Department of Real Estate reports to me, and the way that the Office of Real Estate has evolved over the decades through other strong mayors is it's more about just sort of monitoring the real estate transactions that other agencies now are capable of doing on their own. But it makes sure that we have an entree into individual deals so that whoever the mayor isn't off just cutting real estate deals and doing things for their buddies.
Making sure things are on the up and up, as I always say.
It keeps it in view so that the person in my job can say, well, hold up here. This isn't as good of a deal for the city.
Oversight. Literally.
Yeah.
So for you, a year and a half into the gig now?
Year and a half.
Has anything normalized in regard to money coming in where COVID would look at months and say, businesses weren't open for 90 days, for long stretches at your first 90 days in office, literally, to see some sort of normalization where some folks couldn't afford to pay their bills, some people didn't have a bill. So all of that going on, to just gauge what is the new normal?
Well, we have not had what I would call a normal year yet.
So obviously.
I mean, maybe the last couple of months have been closer.
The last 90 days, maybe.
Yeah, literally, have been closer to what life was pre-pandemic. But hardly any governing is done on that basis. You know, we budget on an annual basis. The Budget Bureau makes projections on an annual basis. So we were still dealing with, and actually the council and the mayor wrapping up their negotiations, I think today, on this year's budget. But when it came to the Board of Estimates at the level that I saw it, it was still a rather conservative budget in terms of projecting how well the economy would be doing. Inflation had already started cranking up.
And we don't
up,
know where that's going.
And we don't know where that's going.
No, especially with gas, right? I mean, that's the prime mover, right?
I was just talking with some friends last night about how a couple of us have all joined gas rewards clubs.
Rofo, baby. Go do it.
Just in the last,
get in there.
Just in the last couple of weeks, because all of a sudden, you know, that 10 cents or 25 cents a gallon is starting to actually feel.
At least you get a chicken sandwich out of it. A damn good one, too, over Rofo.
Rofo is also giving out free Orange Crush on Monday.
See? I mean,
if you're a rewards member.
Bill Henry, this is why I bring you around. You know, I mean, I get updates on the city. So, look, is there anything else you want to say on city government or money or crime? Anything that's going? Because I do want to have, like, a little pop culture and a little bit of fun with you here. Because I know you came to have a crab cake, and I've forced you to talk into business. But, you know, we can get back to pleasure at some point.
I just want to always, what I always want to encourage people is pay attention. I'm not saying things aren't, you know, problematic, but I'm just saying just because government isn't working the way you want it to work, the answer is never tune it out and pay attention to something else. Pay attention, ask questions, be engaged. That's how things get better.
Well, that's what you picked up a sign and said, I'm going to run for office, and that's... Happy with your decision for you and your family?
Very.
Well, I know, we've talked about your life and your work and schooling and all of that, but you feel like where you're supposed to be right now.
I feel like my whole career has been based on working with people who want to help make Baltimore better and finding ways for the city to be better, and this is a great position to do that.
Give me something hopeful. Give me something you're feeling good about being on the inside. Because every day there's bad news. I mean, I had the mayor out on Monday, and I said, "Nah, nobody comes to the city anymore except when Paul McCartney's here. Nobody comes to the city anymore except if the Chiefs are in town.
Thank you.
Nobody comes to the city anymore unless World Cup's here, or if Garth Brooks is here, or Bruce Springsteen's here, or Jay-Z's here. I don't want to hear that. I mean, when we build it, they'll come. I'm not going to give up on the hope of building it. That's why I'm here.
And I haven't given up on the hope that people will come here for the stuff that's already built. I mean, look around. People come here. People are here right now. We just got to get...
There's a line right here. People want a Fadley's Crab Cake. You got a Fadley's. Look at this, man.
Wow.
The controller working the crab cakes. All brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Bill Henry is our guest. Also brought to you by Window Nation and our friends at Goodwill. And we're trying to have a little goodwill and a little bit of good cheer here. I really had thought that you had done the show at Fadley's.
Yeah. No, this is...
Because you've done the show enough that I've been next to you that I thought...
This is actually far more convenient than State Fair.
Well, and the other part of it is we try to come in early in the day, and there's not a lot... Because it's so beautiful, and we're literally in the dining room, right? So we're kind of in the way.
Yeah.
So I try to, like, get out of the way before it gets crazy in here, and I figure... In the morning, some downtown people maybe break away to walk up here for a little while. I am appreciative of you doing that.
Have you ever done the show from City Hall?
It was closed for 2.5 years. Brandon wouldn't let me in.
Well, it's open.
I did it in Next Phase 2 days ago. I did it here. I
mean, no.
The City Hall serve a crab cake?
Not a complaint. No. I have to admit.
Let's get a food truck down or get a crab cake.
That's actually, we do have a food truck outside. I have not seen one serving a crab cake in a long time. Gypsy Queen used to come there a long time ago. You know the cone?
I know the Gypsy Queen.
Yeah. But maybe if... Let me look into that. Let me see what the food truck
Bring
schedule
me into
is.
The Hallett Halls of City Hall.
I
thought I was going to have to run for mayor in order to do that.
You know, there used to be a room in City Hall that was literally for the media. Like, it was a place for them to just hang out while they were working, like right. like a place.
So they didn't have to go sit.
So
in
they didn't have to. They didn't have to go somewhere else to meet with people if they were for whatever reasons weren't meeting with them in their right. office or a place to go back and make calls and write between. Meetings with people.
But nothing office. Was normal for a while. We're trying to get back. Hey, you know what normal is? I had the Banner folks on at Sláinte the other day. I had a crab cake down there. It was delicious in Fells Point. I thought we were celebrating the World Cup coming. Instead, yeah. we were
that was a good punch.
Drinking some. Yeah, I mean, I'm very, very displeased with how that turned out. But, you know, moving around the city and crab cakes, and I smell vibrancy. I smell it coming back to life. Despite what happens on weekends and after dark, I still feel when I'm in here, business is going. People still love this city. I still love this city.
You know, Baltimore gets a bad rap, and I'm not going to say bad things don't happen, but so many good things happen also. So many people are just having fine lives here. They're working, they're playing, they're taking care of their
rooting
kids.
Rooting for the Orioles, rooting for the Ravens, going to concerts, eating crab cakes.
And so much of the bandwidth is taken up by the things that aren't going well. And it starts to get to you. So that's one of the reasons I appreciate the positivity of the show.
Well, we try. We try. So for you, pop culture, summertime, sure. You got some music, did you go to McCartney? I mean, what are you doing?
This actually has been a rather homebound still for me. I got one kid with 1 year left in high school before she goes off to college, and I'm trying really hard to center as much of what I do in my fun time around what she wants to do.
Because a year from now
a year from now she'll be off having her own
college decision. We got one yet or no?
Oh God, we went through the first round of putting together a pool. We're at 8 schools and probably another 8 coming before we start.
And you're going to be packing your bags and seeing the road in the fall.
We started that for spring break this year, and we're going to be doing more of that later this summer.
Well, I have wonderful Chloe, who is sick today, who is my summer intern from South Carolina. She's a great person. So I have enjoyed the millennial. I'm not around 18, 19-year-old people. So now when I get around them, I mean, she's helping me out, getting me texted up and getting me fixed up. So old dogs learning new tricks.
So the pop culture stuff that I'm doing is home with younger daughter, binging Stranger Things season 4 while on a, I don't know what they are calling it. It used to be called a Netflix party, but it's something else now. Synced with older sister who's up in Boston.
Oh,
you, college.
It's a watch party.
A watch party, right.
Okay,
like,
I got you.
Like,
okay.
So we were watching Stranger Things together, and we have a separate Zoom linked up so that we can talk with each other while we're watching the show.
So I have a picture of me in front of the Comcast building on a really cold day over in Canton, and I'm holding up the receipt of the 3 boxes I took back. I cut the cord.
Oh,
I took a picture of me cutting the cord.
Okay.
Well, it's also, Angelos doesn't get any of my money either, so I appreciate that. So, and neither does Fox News, which I really appreciate that, because who would want to support an insurrection? Not today, anyway. But, so, you know, I cut the cord, and now, like, the HBO is on demand, and HBO Max. I really want to see We Own the City. I had Simon on, I had Zorzi on, I had Fenton on, I had those people on.
Just ran into Zorzi, like, 2 weeks ago, walking his dog.
So, did you see the show?
I've seen the first 2 episodes.
And
I told him that's a measure of how good it is because it hits so hard. I got to take a break before I watch the next one.
I've never seen The Wire. So, I mean, I've known David since I was a kid, right?
Okay.
I mean, I was a kid at the newspaper.
You've never seen The Wire?
David didn't. I thought David was going to cut my neck off when I told him that, because Mahler was always like, don't tell Simon you've never seen The Wire. Don't tell Simon. And when I said, I had Simon on a Zoom, and I run into David having coffee, right? And David's David, you know, he's been the same for 35 years. I said, David, I've never seen The Wire. He's like, good. You don't need to see it. And I almost bid. He cleaned his closet out a couple weeks ago for charity. And he sold his DVDs, and I didn't miss the auction. I was going to give him $200 just to, like, get the poster and, like, to own it. So I, because the, really the hard part is you can't stream it. You have to get it on DVD to watch it.
The line David didn't say after he said, good, you don't need to, the line he didn't say was, I didn't make it for you.
Well, listen, I want to see it, but when I lived here, it was a little of a frightening proposition.
It was. It
and
was hard
now
to watch.
It's a 70-hour
yep.
proposition
mm-hmm.
that I haven't found 5 hours to watch the new one.
Right.
I haven't found 2 hours to watch George Carlin, and nobody needs Carlin more than me. I mean, I need a little uncensored. So there, you know, I'm waiting for football season, but summer's coming along. I'm baking up Baltimore Positive. I'm having great guests, trying to move the conversation forward.
Well, I know this is a long time away from you, but I actually hit a point a couple of years back where, you know, everybody puts together like a bucket list.
Okay.
Okay. I have what I call my retirement queue. Like, I have
Hemingway in that.
I haven't read Hemingway. I have shows and movies that I've just never gotten around to seeing. That I just can't.
I've never seen Shawshank Redemption.
I've never seen.
How about this? How about Admissions? I had the actors, Monica Barbaro, and whoever the good-looking guy is that's in the new Top Gun, the star, not Tom Cruise, the other guy. Go ahead.
Okay.
They sat with me at the Super Bowl in Miami 2 years ago, and then the world stopped, right? And
okay.
they didn't release the movie. I admitted to them that I had never seen Top Gun, and they were like, we've never met anybody that's never seen Top Gun. What do you mean you never seen Top Gun? So my wife went with her sister to see the new one a couple weeks ago. She loved it. It was great. But I've never seen the original.
I didn't see Shawshank when it came out because, I mean, it was marketed as this triumph of the human spirit
right.
kind of thing. I'm like, I'll watch it on TV at some point. Like, but then when I saw it, it really, I mean, it is, it's not just powerful. It's not just Triumph of the
Human Spirit. I'm expecting it to be the greatest movie I've ever seen when I see it.
It's really hilarious.
Okay.
Like, it's really funny. I mean,
okay.
there's a bunch of people in that movie doing incredibly good work. And,
you're making a good case for it.
I'm not saying you got to drop everything and see this, and it's going to change your life. I will tell you that when you do get a chance to see it, like a million little jokes that other people have made over the years are going to snap into focus.
Okay, well, there you go. Bill Hemmer giving me movie tips. I knew there'd be a pop culture part. See, you thought he was just about the money and the pee and comptroller.
Oh.
He's got a crab cake. We're down here at Fadley's. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. You know, when I had the mayor on, I wore this Window Nation hat, and I love visors. I talked about that. I looked a little bit like I was dealing poker with the mayor. So, I looked like I was, like, trying to keep the reeds out of my eyes. So, our friends at Window Nation, buy two, you get two free all month long at Window Nation, and our friends at Goodwill doing great job. Jobs work here in the city, but also help me clean my closet out and putting it to good use. Eat that crab cake. Now, Nancy would tell you here, and we're going to get Damien on as well. Nancy would tell you that this is better room temperature. So we've let it cool
Ooh.
Down a little bit.
Ooh.
Bill Hemmer's controller.
Still
he's watching the money in the city. If you're in the city, pay him. My wife, pay your parking ticket,
oh
or Mr.
God.
Big's coming to get you. Don't speed on 83 because they got cameras. We're at Fadley's. We're back for more. It is Baltimore Positive. I'm going to let Bill have a moment with his crab cake here. And
I'm going to need a moment.
Ron Legler from the Hippodrome is going to be our guest. Amy's down here. We're at Fadley's. We're in Lexington Market. Come on down. Support some good folks. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop eating delicious crab cakes. Don't sleep on the little tomatoes either. And Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.